Garrett Harris was worried about 4-year-old Clyde's problem with anxiety.
It was just sort of like, you know, whining and anxiety when people were in our house, you know, running around. But it clearly seemed that we were having a hard time getting him to the point where people could come into our house and we wouldn't have to basically, you know, hold him on the leash.
Clyde is a dog. The Harris family adopted him from an animal shelter when he was 1.5 years old. When his behavior became a serious concern, they brought him to a group training session to see if they could get a handle on his behavior. Gordon Fontaine is the founder of such a training school called Zen Dog Training. These dogs are graduating today after a series of classes Fontaine says are designed to teach dogs and humans how to effectively understand and communicate with one another.
Dogs don't understand our complex rules, but it's the same training plan we use for everything. It's like, understand the animal, communicate, interrupt the behavior, not necessarily with like a pop or a jerk or something mean, but just say, hey, look at me, or, you know, take them by the collar and move them. So there's still, even though there might be some psychosis that you're working through, it's still regular dog training methods.
So it's word first,
yes, then the treat. So the word first and the hand signal. And now sit.
Harris says Clyde's anxiety problem was too severe to be helped by training.
And we tried, you know, with both trainers to get some tips for how to deal with his behavior when people came in the house, but they just weren't that effective. One of the trainers suggested the thing of having a, you know, a stranger, like a friend of ours, volunteer to come over and repeatedly, you know, ring the doorbell, and we'd open up the door. And then as soon as that person began to enter the house, we gave the dog a treat. So we were trying with a sort of like a behavior response type thing to get him associate people coming into the house with the positive benefit of getting a treat. And that seemed in the moment to help a little bit, but we couldn't get any long-term benefit from it. So when we talked to both the trainer we were working with and with Clyde's veterinarian, you know, the thing that came up was to see a behaviorist.
Harris took Clyde to see Dr. Nicholas Dodman, an animal behaviorist at Tufts Veterinary School. Dr. Dodman said he recommended the same psychological medicine that would be offered to humans with mental disorders, such as Paxil, Zoloft, and Prozac.
Sometimes some of the problems are not just things that can be fixed by training. These things actually need medical treatment. Same as people who have the same type conditions, they're treated medically with drugs that modify behaviors. They happen to be in the same class as Prozac. They happen to work.
After Clyde was put on the antidepressant Zoloft, he began to show signs of improvement. Harris says the medicine was a last resort that was a great help to Clyde.
We were getting to the point where we were going to have to bring the dog back to the shelter if we couldn't get some progress with him. And we did not want to do that. And so the benefit of you know, keeping the dog and trying to work with him and trying to do what we could to deal with the issue, you know, outweighed any downside. So it seemed like a totally reasonable thing to do.
For Dr. Dodman, medication isn't just helpful to pet owners, but can also have a large effect on the number of animals abandoned at shelters.
An unknown number of millions of animals were being surrendered to shelters and pounds because of behavior problems that veterinarians and trainers were unable to fix. And where in the shelter of pounds, it's a 2/3 death sentence. Actually, bad behavior that can't be fixed, which is the main reason it's at least 70% of all surrender, is because of behavior problems that owners can no longer tolerate, that they don't think can be fixed and they haven't got the right solutions. This sort of mortality is actually greater than all of the infectious diseases put together.
Harris says that after taking Zoloft, Clyde's behavior is improving greatly, and his family is now able to train him to tackle his anxiety problems with help from the medication.
Almost 1 year since we used the medication, and you know, his behavior is much more reasonable, and I think it'll go so more in line with what, you know, a mature dog would exhibit.
For WTBU, I'm Carolyn Burke.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if you at least think for something.